A large flowering tree with shiny leaves. The flowers are big and white and have a very strong, sweet odor. What kind of tree is that?
They're white and they have very aromatic, very sweet odor.
Yes, and the leaves are large and green and
shiny, wax like. Gardenias?
Bigger than a gardenia.
Oh, magnolia? Yes, that's a good old southern.
A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
The man whose son you are is called your The man whose son you are is your
My father.
His wife was your
My mother.
What did you call them?
Mother and dad.
Together they would be your
My parents.
You have three
children.
Your children are your son and
daughters.
Your son is a male, your daughters are
female.
Or a little, she was, when she was small, she was a little.
Little girl.
Your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
A child that has lost both its parents is
an orphan.
The orphan is looked after by its legal
guardian.
A common name for a girl beginning with M.
Maiden.
A proper name.
Miss.
Like my name is Jeannie. A name for a girl.
Mary? Oh, I see.
George Washington's wife was named
Martha.
A nickname for Helen that begins with N.
Helen?
There's a song that says, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nellie?
A nickname for a little boy named William beginning with B.
Billy.
The author of the first of the four Gospels.
Author of the first four Gospels. Now you've got me.
Do you know the four Gospels in the New Testament?
St. John, Matthew,
That's
St.
Okay.
James.
I wanted you to say Matthew.
Oh, you did.
The Leatherstocking novelist, James Fenimore
Cooper.
His wife would have been, he would be Mr. Cooper, she would be
Mrs. Cooper, or Madam Cooper.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt. Or aunt, as a case may be. What do you say?
I say aunt.
A-U-N-T, aunt.
The wife of Abraham.
The wife of Abraham?
In the Bible.
Sarah?
If your father had a brother by the name of William, you would call him?
Uncle Bill.
If you had addressed George Patton, you would not have called him Mr. Patton, but
General Patton. No, but in blood and guts.
And the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken was
Colonel, what's my name? Colonel what?
Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. Ha ha.
The man in charge of a ship is the
ship's captain.
The man who presides over a courtroom, who
it's a judge.
A person who studies is a
student.
Your nationality?
American. That's all I know. I was born in America, like Germans are born in Germany. Japanese are born in Japan. Now this is my conception of it. This is not what's generally accepted in fact.